Poppin' bottles.
Hello and welcome to the Poppin' Bottles Dadcast. I'm Ben.
I'm Nick. Close to the mic. I'm moving my head.
Okay.
Sorry.
Stop it.
I know, I like
headphones.
To make things weird. I like to make things weird.
Ow. You always make things weird. Actually, no, it's the other way around. I always make things weird. Because we're in public.
Yeah.
Welcome to 2015. This is our first episode in 2015. Pretty awesome.
This is, we're now in the third... Wait.
What's that?
We're in the third calendar year.
Oh, yeah.
Doing this show.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we started way back in 2013.
October of 2013.
October, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, good stuff. I still think we should... Look, there's two spots open on the wall over there now. I really think we should bring in our clock.
We can ask.
I'm gonna talk to George. Yeah, we gotta get this going.
You have a hookup?
Yeah. In a manner of speaking.
Well, you know, once I move and have a home.
Yeah. A house.
Yeah. Then we're gonna start doing our show in a, you know, non-public location.
Right.
Again.
Yeah, the sound levels will be a lot better.
Typically a little easier.
Chatter.
Don't have to wait for people to leave before we can...
We don't have to stand outside of your house for 45 minutes.
I'm not going to make you. They can't come in yet.
Hold on. I got to make coffee. You can't come in until the coffee's ready. Oh, wait. I burned this batch. You got to wait some more. Sorry, man.
I don't burn coffee. I'm a professional.
Oh, man. So the holidays have passed. We did our Christmas episode, but we didn't do a post-Christmas episode. So we got to talk about Christmas. We got to talk about the presents that have been dropped on us, kind of. First of all, we may have made a poor decision.
How so?
So we decided this year we were going to get... first off, my in-laws got Emma a little kitchen set. It's awesome. It's great.
Yeah.
And let me say, a far more technologically advanced than any kitchen I've ever had when I was a kid. I mean, it's got an electronic, little battery-powered range.
Nice.
And it's got little buttons set into it, so when you set a particular pan in it, because the pan's got ridges... That hit the buttons.
It makes noise.
It makes noise. If you put the pot on there, it makes noise like boiling water. If you put the skillet on there, whatever you want to call it, it makes a sizzling noise like you're sizzling up some bacon.
Nice.
It's pretty awesome.
And sizzling up some bacon is awesome.
Absolutely. So we thought, yeah.
I'm going to talk about bacon at one point, but continue.
Okay. All right. So we got her some food. We got her like a little shopping cart.
Right, yeah.
That came with a couple of bags of...
That was a terrible idea.
Fake pieces of fruit and stuff like that.
We've done that.
And we were standing in Toys R Us, and Chris was like, oh, look, they're all 30% off. Let's grab a whole bunch. Right? Yeah. We did.
No.
Yeah. We probably grabbed about 7 or 8 bags of random different plastic bits of food. Plus all the food that came with the kitchen.
Mm.
Plus we got a couple of puzzles, right? We got a couple of puzzles, a lot of Melissa and Doug stuff, which is awesome.
It sounds like you're saying you got a lot of stuff with tiny pieces.
That can be spread out over a large area, yes. It's a minefield in our apartment, literally. Not to mention, we got something awesome, by the way. We got one of the mats... It goes on the floor. It fits together like a puzzle. All different letters and numbers and stuff like that. Oh, that's nice. All different letters and numbers and whatnot. But they've gone to the point where, you know, it's not just a whole bunch of sections with different letters and stuff like that. It can all fit together and you can make a box out of it.
Right.
And you can also pop out the letters and the numbers, right? So that's spread out all across the floor.
Of course.
And we found out that she does have the chopping power to bite little pieces out of it.
Yep.
So we're being a little more cautious about that. Yeah. Basically, we bought her a whole bunch of tiny stuff that she can evenly spread out across the entire apartment, therefore making it a bit of a mess. keep up as well as possible.
Now, if you'll recall, when we were neighbors,
right,
you came into my house, there was tiny things everywhere at all times.
Right.
So I know what you're saying.
It's pretty much the status of things, you know.
Yes.
Although we have made progress in teaching her how to clean up.
Oh, that's good.
We have a cleanup song, which I will regale you of.
Is it clean up, clean up, everybody do your share?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I had never heard it before. Yeah. I had no idea until Carissa started doing it.
Yeah.
And so now every time we sing that, Emma will look at you and just stare at you for a second, and then she'll start, not so much putting stuff away, but pick up little things and put them inside bigger things. So, you know, well, we're getting there, so... It's an every night before bed thing now. So
clean up
time. Yep,
makes sense.
So that's nice. What else for Christmas? Oh yeah, Uncle Chester. Carissa's Uncle Chester.
I was like, I don't have an Uncle Chester.
Got us a stuffed, or got for Emma a stuffed bear about the size of you.
Sounds like my dad.
Not the huge one. From Costco.
Right.
It's slightly smaller.
Okay.
But it's gigantic. It's actually a puppy. It's a dog. It's huge. It's just huge and fluffy and spends most of its time on our couch. It's hilarious how big.
Has Uncle Chester gotten her things before?
No, actually. This is her first present from Uncle Chester, except for, you know, he's that really sweet uncle that gives her a dollar.
Right.
Every once in a while,
See, my dad was always in a habit of, let me get something that is completely obnoxious.
Right.
So, giant bear, giant dog.
Right.
Loud karaoke keyboard. Legos with a million pieces, which didn't bother me because that's awesome. And that's just kind of his, he wants to get things that will annoy me.
Right.
For the girls. So I'm right there with you.
I think my dad has attempted that. I know he's done it to my brother, who has three kids. But apparently he was debating with himself just before Christmas whether to get us the thing that makes noises part of the time and it's easy to turn off, or does he just want to take it the extra step and just go full tilt and get us the thing that makes noise constantly, whether it's on or not.
He did that, didn't he?
No, he didn't, actually.
Oh.
Thank God. He decided to, spend more of his money towards getting my mom something.
Well, that's nice. Probably a wise choice.
That's great. Hey. So, how about you guys?
It was a very frozen Christmas.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, we got a couple of frozen things as well. Yeah.
We didn't get a couple.
You got all?
I wrote about this. The Elsa dress that sings.
The dress sings.
Uh-huh.
It's a wired dress.
It's got a battery pack. In the hip.
Okay.
There's a battery pack built in. There's a little button. You can't see the button.
Right.
It's covered in fabric. And it sings Let It Go every time you push it.
Okay.
So it's an Elsa doll, and it comes with a matching dress that sings.
I've seen it, yes.
Well, all she wanted to do was wear the dress for days.
Days.
And so it's just that song was in my head. And that's not all. Elsa matching game. Like, you know, the little...
Right.
Trouble, you know, the Pop-O-Matic bubble?
I love Trouble.
They make a Frozen one.
Of course they do. They have to make a Frozen one.
Frozen puzzles.
Yeah.
Frozen pajamas.
Right.
Frozen slippers. Frozen clothes.
Right.
Frozen sleeping bag, frozen pillow, frozen sheets.
Good.
Frozen blanket.
Right. I mean, you gotta complete the set.
Frozen dolls.
Okay.
As many as possible.
Right.
An Olaf that talks that hangs on a wall.
Nice.
So basically, I've been frozen out.
Right. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
It's freeze out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's driving me crazy.
Losing it, man. Losing it.
It wasn't just us.
Yeah.
Like, my sisters.
Mm. Yeah.
My mom.
They're in it, too.
My in-laws. Like, everyone. And I'm like...
Yeah.
Nervous tick.
We got the frozen electric-powered four-wheeler. Yeah, we got that one.
We need to get that.
Yeah. It's got snowflakes for limbs, that whole thing. It's pretty good.
Oh, right. Frozen Legos.
Oh, yeah. You have to. Yeah.
The Elsa Castle, which apparently was not supposed to be released until halfway through January.
Wow.
Sarah was at Target, and they had them out, and it was like $25, $30.
Wow.
Like before Christmas.
That's nuts.
They're supposed to be like $70. Like, no one can find them, and I'm like,
we
have it.
Yeah.
She keeps wanting to put it together, and I'm like, uh-uh.
No.
Like, because Maddie's going to eat all the pieces is when she wants to...
Exactly.
To do it.
I'll tell you the best Christmas present we got this year. We got a VTech vacuum cleaner.
Nice.
That literally picks things up. It has a little compartment in the front of it, and it has a little gizmo underneath. And as long as whatever object you're trying to pick up fits within that ridge where the gizmo is,
right,
you can pick it up. So we've got small bits of fruit. It'll pick up Legos. It'll pick up, of course, the little blocks that came with it. It'll pick up other little blocks.
That's
nice. Fantastic. Yeah. The carrying capacity is not great. Only like five or six things at a time. But
right.
Say you vacuum up a couple of them, and then you dump it out into the playpen.
Yeah,
you know.
Of course.
Which our playpen is just a crazy mess right now.
Of course.
But anyway.
There was one more Frozen thing.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
My sister and my brother-in-law
got
Sophia tickets to see Frozen on Ice at the Wells Fargo Center down in Philly. And apparently, like, everyone I know went.
Yes.
The best part, I didn't have to go.
Oh, really?
They took her. So, you know, I was getting pictures the whole time they were there, and they came back and they had a video.
Yeah.
And, like, Mickey and Minnie came out.
Oh, cool.
Like, Buzz Lightyear, Woody.
Right.
Nemo.
Uh-huh.
But she was so excited when she saw Mickey and Minnie come out. She had tears in her eyes.
Oh.
And they got that on video. And Sarah's watching it and was like, Sarah was crying watching.
That is just, that is precious.
I was like, okay, that would have been pretty cool to see that, but...
Yeah.
I still would not have wanted to.
The soundtrack behind it would have been terrible. Yeah. Just mind-numbing. I actually played Let It Go for the first time in the house on purpose. She likes to dance in her seat.
Right.
And just above her, well, behind her is the hutch. And on top of the hutch, I've got the Bluetooth speaker.
Right.
So I played it for her. I put it on. It was a, let's just call it a transformative experience. Because I wasn't too sure what to do with myself at that point once
right.
I actually turned it on.
Where you sing it.
So you didn't get to go see Frozen on Ice, but you did get to go to Chuck E. Cheese's.
That was yesterday.
Charles's.
Yeah.
Charles Ebenezer Cheese's.
Yes. It was kind of a test run.
Okay.
For her birthday.
Okay.
Because we're considering having her birthday party there. You know, she's going to be four, getting to the age where, okay, we're not going to have a huge family, you know, party.
Right.
Let's let her friends come and do something like that. And we really don't have room. So
right.
You need to find somewhere to do it. And you can't do it in a park because it's February.
Yep.
So we went there.
Hey, if it snows, you can always do Frozen themed.
Don't you dare.
Don't look at me like that.
No.
No? You're just mad at me now? You're just mad at me? Because now it's going to be nagging
treatment.
You in the back of your head?
I don't know. Sarah already asked her if that's what she wanted.
Anyway.
And I'm standing there, and they have, like, the big slide and, like, the tunnels that are all up off the ceiling. And I'm looking around, and I'm like, what's not here?
Yeah.
No ball pit.
That's a sin.
I know. I mean, I get the sanitary.
You need a ball
reasons.
Pit. It's got to be fun. And
yeah.
You can't have a fun place without a ball pit.
No.
If cheapo McDonald's playgrounds can have a ball pit, come on. Chuck E. Cheese can have a ball
pit. I know.
I know they started going bankrupt a couple of years ago.
Did they?
Well, that's why you don't see them around anymore. Really.
Yeah.
Because I remember when I was a kid, I was living in Pennsburg. There was like six. between Quakertown, Boyertown, Pottstown, Reading, you know.
Yeah, there's one in Downingtown and there's one in YMSA.
Yeah.
I had never been to one in my life until yesterday. Yeah.
I don't think I ever went to Chuck E. Cheese's, but I went to a... You remember DZ?
Yeah.
Discovery Zone?
Yep.
I went there for a birthday once. I hated it.
Well, that's what I think all the DZs got turned into.
I'm pretty sure they got bought.
Charles E. Cheese's.
Charles Fromages.
Yeah. What else? Sorry, the photo paintings on the wall are creeping me out.
Oh, are they?
There's a guy riding a rooster.
There is a guy riding a frog. With a pitchfork.
Yeah. That's weird.
Interesting.
Yeah, anyway. So you were there, and they have, like, Chucky.
Right.
Walks around.
He's hanging out.
Yeah, and he walks around and like, follow me for free tickets. So they all kind of dance with Chucky.
Does he, like, say that on the back of his shirt, or did he tell you?
He's got a sign that says, follow me for free tickets.
Okay.
So it's kind of like... It's almost like the Pied Piper of tickets.
I get it, because he's a mouse. That's funny.
Right.
Or a rat, whatever you want to call him.
He's a rat. He's a dirty rat. So they all, like, dance with Chucky. And then...
Doing the conga.
Yeah, and then he just kind of, like, throws tickets up in the air.
He's making
a
rain.
Kids.
Yeah. He's making a rain. Tickets.
Like, some kids are just going to out and out, like, just start decking each other to get these free tickets.
That's horrible. Soon it's going to be, you know...
It's like
with
Baby
all the,
Fight Club, man.
You know, seriously, it's going to be like a... It's going to be like a freaking... what do you call it? Thunderdome.
Yeah.
Thunderdome for little kids.
Exactly.
It's crazy. My wife felt the need to text me. You know the cat cafes in Japan?
Sure.
You go to a cafe, right?
Right.
You go into this place. It's mostly, like, you know, cushions on the floor for you to sit.
Okay.
Although there are chairs and stuff like that. And you sit there and you have tea. It's a full-blown cafe. Meanwhile, you are surrounded by cats.
That's not weird.
So that you can enjoy the presence of cats while having, you know, a cup of tea or a cup of coffee. But because I'm going to San Francisco soon... the wife felt the need to tell me that the San Francisco Bay Area is getting the United States' first and second cat cafes, a feline phenomenon by way of Japan that reimagines cafes as oases where patrons can kick back with a hot drink and a resident cat.
That sounds awful.
It does sound awful, especially since she should know that I'm deathly allergic to cats.
You guys are deathly allergic to everything.
Kind of.
Dogs.
I am feeling a little sniffly right now.
Well, stop it.
Okay, done.
Stop that right now.
All right, fine. Putting the kibosh on it.
Okay.
And you know what? I wonder where that word came from. But anyway, we're getting sidetracked.
Don't we always?
Yeah, pretty much. So,
New Year's?
I don't know what's going on. We're getting some attitude lately, and I don't know if it's because of her teeth, because she's teething. Yeah, is it the age, you know?
Yeah.
She's going to be 2 in August. You know, we're getting closer and closer to that. But yeah, I mean, we went over to... she was fine all day that day. And then we went over to my in-law's house. Because they're actually the only ones in our family with a television. That's hooked up to cable right now.
Interesting.
But we wanted, you know, Emma to be able to see the ball drop. We wanted to see it, you know, because I just love Ryan Seacrest.
Get out.
I know. So, yeah, she was good all day. We gave her an extra nap so that she would stay up, you know, late enough for the thing. We didn't want to go for the Netflix one. The... King Julian's.
Yeah.
We didn't want to go for that. First of all, I can't stand that. I can't stand that whole... I liked the first Madagascar. And that was it for me. I don't like any of the other stuff.
Too many.
Just way too many. you know, with the penguins and now with the... they're lemurs, right?
I don't know.
Are they lemurs? I don't know. Meerkats? I don't know. Whatever.
Meerkats.
Meerkat manor?
You said in South America. Thank you.
So anyway, what was I going to say? Oh yeah, so we tried staying away, but she got pretty fussy. She started getting violent too. She started flailing her arms around, and, you know, whenever she started doing something that she wasn't supposed to do, and we stopped her, she would just, you know, lay down on the ground and scream her head off. Yeah, it's a kid thing. You know, I don't take it personally. But yeah, we ended up leaving around probably around 8:30, 9 o'clock. And, easy there, champ. Putting the mug down. It's like an earthquake in this microphone.
Good.
Hey, that's me. That's me. Don't do that.
Good.
But yeah. Otherwise, we were able to make it through dinner. Yeah, it was an awesome dinner. They made, clam steamers, and, steamed shrimp as well.
Better than the Cleveland variety.
Definitely better than the Cleveland variety. I don't like those ones. It's not my thing. How about you guys?
We went to, third year in a row, went to our friend's house.
Okay.
We have kids.
All right.
Just gotta hang out there and let kids all run around.
Yeah.
Lots of kids crying because they beat each other up.
All right.
Lots of kids saying, I didn't do it. Yeah, you did.
It wasn't me. I didn't do it.
So I left there at like 10:15, got home. Sophia wouldn't go to sleep. She was asleep in the car and then would not go back to bed.
Really?
Yeah, which was annoying. But, just kind of, you know, hung out.
Hanging out, yeah. Yeah, I miss the days when Emma would fall asleep in the car and then my careful hands would be able to pick her up and keep her sleeping until we got up to the apartment or into the house, you know?
Yes.
But unfortunately, that is just not the way things are now.
Let me tell you about Monday night.
Monday night Raw.
So, Maddie had some wicked diaper rash.
Ooh,
like, really, really bad.
That sucks.
So, of course, she goes to the bathroom. And then, I don't know, it's like 10:30, and she starts screaming.
Yeah.
So we go and we get her diaper changed. And it's like she's so tired.
Yeah.
And just miserable and in pain.
Yeah.
Screaming her head like nothing would console her. Like she's throwing herself on the ground. Like demon cries.
Yeah.
And it's like holding her, nothing. Like, and she does that thing where she just does this. I can't really show it, but like she loosens her whole body. Like goes
to
slide out of her arms.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then just throws herself. And like it was like a half hour of just like piercing screams.
Right.
It's like waking up the whole house.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like I'm like, I don't know what. So like we gave her, you know, Tylenol. She already had it.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, diaper rash is that bad.
It's rough.
Yeah. I'm like, this, like, it's never been this bad before. Sophia never did it like that.
We've been dealing with screams. But not of the diaper rash variety or of the pain variety. It's more of the, gee, I wonder how loud I can scream variety of the, testing one's vocal skills at a young age and just letting it loose. But I gotta tell you, it was fantastic yesterday. So another thing that we got from Uncle Chester, he got her a little outfit. Matching pants and sweatpants and hoodie.
Nice.
Cheetah print. Or was it leopard print? Might have been leopard. No, it was cheetah print.
Okay.
Cheetah print, right? And so we decided to, you know, put her in it, right? She's of the right size now.
Right.
Yeah. So she's sitting in her chair, eating her pancakes.
Right.
Carissa comes around the corner with the outfit on the hanger and says, Emma, look at your outfit. This is what we're going to put you in today. Do you like it? And it was as if Emma was 16 years old and had just seen Justin Bieber. She pointed at it and screamed like, ah! Like, it was the most wonderful thing she had ever seen in her life.
She's like, oh, that's so cute.
You know. That was great. I nearly died laughing. That was awesome.
She was like, oh my god.
Oh my god. I love that Hertford. I love the sugar plum.
Yes.
Oh man.
Yeah. Another thing Sophia got for Christmas. Come back to it. Trampoline.
Really?
From my sister and my brother-in-law.
Like a full-size trampoline?
No, like a small...
A little one?
With like a handle.
Did it have
and
a,
I'm like,
a handle?
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, we're not bringing that home.
that's staying here. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, that's...
We had some stipulations as far as toys that she got from Christmas and where they are going. Like the frozen four-wheeler is at the in-laws' place.
Right.
And the... they also got her as VTEC. It's like a little matchbox car track setup that you can like build up and all that jazz. But it's got like it's barnyard themed. It's farm themed, so it's got little chickens and little cows and stuff like that. It's pretty awesome. But it's this big. It's bigger than this table. This track takes up.
Okay.
And so right now it's in the middle of their living room floor. kind of tucked underneath the TV, you know. That's
right.
Awesome. But there was no way, with all the stuff that we've already got in the apartment, you know, there was no way we were going to bring it home.
Yeah.
Okay, real quick. We love all the gifts that we got, right? And everything we got this year was amazing.
Yeah.
Was great. One of the top, I'd say top gifts that we got, because I don't want to say best.
Right.
But probably the top gift that we got is my parents got us a gift card to Philadelphia Zoo.
Nice.
To get us a membership. So this year we'll start our membership at the Philadelphia Zoo. And you know, that gets us free parking and, you know, it's a season pass so we can just walk right in, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be awesome. We're going to be going a couple of times. You should come with us. You guys should come down with us.
All right.
It's going to be awesome. We'll do a big thing.
I mean, obviously, we go when it's warmer.
No. We're going early February. We'll go for Sophie's birthday. How about that?
Yeah.
It'll really be a frozen birthday.
Did you hear the stuff that people were doing? Their kids are like, I want a frozen toy. There were like a couple of dads who like took toys and froze them.
Just froze them. Yeah.
Or I got one frozen stuff, and some dad gave his kid like frozen peas.
That's crappy. That's crappy.
Like, I would only do that if I were going to then give them, you know.
Oh my goodness gracious. So, real quick, we gotta do our usual thing.
Plug it in.
Follow us on Twitter at PBDadcast.
Please do.
We're on Instagram as well at PBDadcast. And go check out the website, bobandbottlesdadcast.com. And did I miss anything?
Facebook.
Facebooking it. Facebook.com/poppinbottlesdadcast. Hit that little like button.
Yeah.
Because we are going to be doing a lot of stuff this year.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
So many things. All the things.
I wish I could go through the list of things right now.
But we haven't even discussed them.
Right. It's more in the idea phase right now. But you know, I'm really pumped. Starting off 2015 really strong.
Yes.
Got a job. Still staying at home. Going to Dad 2.0. Things are going great. Really? You're killing me. You're killing me with the rapper and the microphone. Okay? Nobody likes you. I'm sorry. I just had to say that.
I hear that at work a lot.
Oh, my goodness.
Sorry. I didn't want to be coughing on air.
It is a cough drop.
Yes.
I will give you points for that.
I can make it. I could talk with a lift, but just leaving it on my tongue. I used to do it all the time just to make Sarah angry, and she hated it. I just, like, get a cough drop or a piece of candy and leave it on my tongue.
Yeah.
And, you know, as you salivate.
That's terrible.
What? What's the matter?
Are you laughing at the way I talk?
Yeah. Exactly. So,
man.
Yeah. That's so, what's
yeah.
up.
Yeah, Dad 2.0. It's coming up. Bummer plane tickets. Gonna be leaving. I'm gonna be flying out of Philadelphia International Airport. It's like 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning. Arriving in San Francisco, 11 a.m. West Coast time.
Nice.
So
I'll be in your suitcase.
I hope so. That would be awesome. I'm not carrying it, though. You're going to carry yourself, my friend. I'll stick some Cheetos in there for you.
As long as you get the suitcase with wheels, man, you're good.
Yeah, all you got to do is, you know what, just I'll cut holes in the sides so you can stick your arms out and just wheel yourself around.
Why not just do it so I can stick my legs out and I can just be a walking piece of luggage?
Arms and legs. It's like you're wearing like a suit.
Exactly.
I'm sorry. I just spit on you a little bit.
It's okay.
My bad. This coffee's got me salivating.
Yes.
But yeah, so that's exciting. I'm already well on my way with the roundtable presentation. And I'm really looking forward to that. And what's funny is I've actually had a lot of people lately asking me more about podcasting stuff. Just, like, kind of on a whim, like, not even knowing that I'm going to be speaking about it.
Nice.
Which, shout out real quick to the Angry Ginger from the podcast 7 Days a Geek. He's actually looking to, he has a couple of podcasts. They're hilarious. You can find them on iTunes, by the way. 7 Days a Geek. And he's planning on starting up a little dad blog.
Nice.
Going on. He's looking to get into that. He's got 5 kids, which is awesome.
That's a lot.
It is a lot, yeah.
Two.
Good stuff.
Thank you.
So, yeah, shout out to him real quick.
Awesome.
What else do we have? What else do we have today?
That's all I got.
I can't remember. We gotta start writing stuff down again.
I know.
This is crazy.
Well,
this is crazy.
We're not at a desk, and
right.
We're not neighbors anymore, so it makes it.
That's true.
Yeah.
I miss you. What's going on, man?
I know.
Where you been?
Around. Locked in my room.
Not around. I'll tell you what.
No.
This guy looking skinny over here.
I know.
Eat a cheeseburger for Christ's sake. What are you? You are wasting. I'm going to sound like your mother for a second. You are wasting away to nothing.
I'm okay with that. I needed to. I just dropped my baby weight. I dropped the pregnancy
right.
weight.
How are you dealing with the stretch marks? Are you putting the lanolin on it?
Yes, I am.
Lanolin?
Yes.
Lanolin?
The lanolin.
Yeah, I'm looking to try and shed off some more. Before going out to San Francisco,
yeah.
You know, which we were talking about it outside. My dad, you know, he has a couple of health things going on. His doctor said no more carbs. Zero. No more carbs at all in your diet. Nothing. And he's lost about 25 pounds in 3 weeks.
That's
just from not eating carbs. That is that is intense. So,
that'll happen.
Thank God for my wife, who is most times the better half of my brain. So I decided that 2015 was going to be the year. Just stop carbs, stop soda, right? Completely.
Right.
Like, I've cut back on soda a whole lot. Like, I maybe have some once a week at this point.
Right.
That's the way it plays out. So day one, I had some ramen. I had ramen noodles, and I was trying not to. And I started. I was like, "Nah, I don't want to do it. I don't want to. You know, I really want to start." You know, staying.
Yeah.
And she's like, "You know what? Do it slowly. Take it day by day. Slowly cut it out. Don't just go cold turkey.
Yeah.
Because that's just you're gonna hurt yourself
cold turkey.
Doing that. Yeah. Ooh, cold turkey. Oh my God, that sounds good. Anyway, and then day two, we were at Costco. And I go up to get a drink, and there's all sodas, and there's Brisk Iced Tea. So I'm like, yeah, I'll get Brisk Iced Tea. And then I remember that Brisk Iced Tea is just as bad, if not worse for you, than soda. So I just went for Pepsi. It is what it is. I'm not proud of it. I should
have
just gotten
water. They have water in those machines.
Dude, I can't have water with a hot turkey and provolone sandwich. I just can't. My taste buds would smack me in the face.
Seriously.
But yeah, so I'm trying to cut weight. I'm still part of the, I just joined another group on Facebook, At Home Dads and Cooking is the name of the group.
Nice.
So we talk about food a little bit out there, but also there's the Chuck the Chunk group. Through the holidays, not a lot of people were active in said group because
yeah,
it was the holidays. Food was prevalent.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, it was good. So what else? Teething continues.
Yeah. It's
and
fun.
continues.
It's like the never-ending story.
I thought we were doing all right because most of her molars are already in. And she's got her, not the canines, but the ones that are in between the canines and the two front teeth.
The incisors?
Incisors.
I don't remember what what.
I think they're...
I should, my mouth's hygienist, I should know.
The lateral incisors.
Okay.
They're starting to come in. They're starting to cut, you know.
Yeah.
But every once in a while, we gotta hit the old Tylenol, children's Tylenol.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is what it
is. Do that a lot.
Yeah.
It's a nightly battle.
Nightly? Yeah, nightly. Is it nightly for you?
Yeah. Right now, yeah.
I think we're getting lucky, honestly. We're getting lucky with how easy it's been so far, but you never know. She'll go through another growth spurt soon, and, you know, all hell will break loose.
That's how it works.
That is what it is.
Kids.
Yeah.
Super easy.
So you're doing writing stuff for the Daily Windshield?
Everyday Windshield.
Everyday Windshield.
Yep.
Okay.
I've had... How many posts have gone up? Three?
Yeah.
I've written three?
Yep.
Yep.
Something like that.
Yeah, and I have one, I think, one post tomorrow.
Okay.
I wrote about three fun ways to keep your New Year's resolutions.
Okay.
Which, you know, who knows if they're actually apt or not. I just decided that they would work because I'm a scientist.
Right. Obviously.
Yeah, because science.
You're sitting here in a white coat, so you might as well. You're either a doctor or a scientist, so.
Yeah.
Did you really just check your coat to see what color it was?
I thought you said wet, not white.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, man, my coat's dry. It's not raining.
Yeah. I'm gonna be starting up soon, writing stuff for Happy Family.
Nice.
The Happy Family Organic Baby Food Company. They have a blog. I'm one of five with Trey Burley. What up,
nice.
Trey? He's a man. Our contact person sent out the list of everybody who's going to be contributing.
Nice.
A couple of mom bloggers that I actually don't know, so I'm going to have to check out their websites and you know, get to know.
Well, we don't know everybody.
We do not know everybody. That is
we know some people, but we don't know everybody.
That is definitely true.
Yeah.
But yeah.
All right.
Don't forget to follow us individually. I'm at dadonthemic.com or is Twitter at dadonthemic.
PapaBrownie.com at brownie_22 because I'm fancy with the underscore.
And congratulations on 10,000 views this year.
Thank you.
Very
it's
impressive.
Small potatoes for some, big for me.
For some, yeah.
It only quadrupled my readership from last year,
nice.
The year before,
nice.
So it's.
I closed out this year at, I think, just three. Yeah.
Those were all me.
That's how many readers I get, yeah. But, you know, that's just for my personal site. I think if I focused on my personal site a little more, I'd get better.
We got a lot going on.
Yep.
So.
All right, so I think that's it
for
this week. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy.
Hope the holidays went good for all y'all.
Yes. All of those things.
And as the great Charles Ebenezer Fromage once said, peace out.